me, could your club have had a better day with pick up a game and a half in the division, sweep a doubleheader?
No, it's tough to win two games. That was a really good day. To your point, the guys came in and they were determined to take both of those games one at a time, and they executed.
Do you feel something surging? I mean, you guys went out and added your pitchers.
Yes, I do. Yeah, you look into the eyes of the Quintanas of the world, and before that game starts, and it'll give you goosebumps how bad he wants it. You look at anybody on the club right now. There's a really good feeling going around, and it's like I said, the guys are determined. It'll be a fun little run.
How much does confidence radiate from your start? I mean, you guys hit home runs, you hit off, really, the team's going to attack. How much did that cause
him to start? I think it starts with your starter. When you before that game starts and you know you're going to have a shot, there's something to that of just knowing that you're going to be in the game one way or another. And the offense builds off of that. And today was a perfect example of that.
He had 5 and 7 strikeouts on the curveball. How good was his curveball tonight?
It was really good. Dominated with that pitch. Fastball was good. Good mix. Good pace to what he was doing. It was it's a good first outing.
What was the decision point for him for the seventh?
Honestly, I thought he, I don't want to say emptied the tank on Contreras there, but it looked like I was okay with that being his last hitter. Looking at how we can finish that game, I felt comfortable with it. He had done his job to that point.
To a degree, too, the guy in his first appearance in front of the crowd, first game with you all, it's good to leave him on a positive note.
No doubt. That plays into it a little bit. But this is a veteran guy. He can, I mean, he'd be okay either way. But after that Contreras at bat, I felt good about going to the bullpen.
John mentioned the curveball. He had the strikeouts, the swing and misses, which you talked so much about. But he also mixed in autonomy. Come down to pitching head.
Yeah, a combination of pitching ahead and just not wasting any pitches, to your point. I mean, he attacked the zone. He missed the way he wanted to miss, and if it was a miss, it was setting up his next pitch. And that's what's allowed this guy to have success for a long time. It's he knows what he's doing out there, and he used his pitches appropriately.
Did you feel the intake of air when Tyler O'Neill exhaled after all his
That was a big swing. That was a big swing. It was good to see him come through right there for not only O'Neill, but for the club. Yeah, hopefully that's something he can build off of.
I think he's been playing a little stressed. I know he can have the injuries and everything, but also performance-wise, he's been playing a little tight.
I wouldn't describe it as tight. At the end of the day, he wants to help the team win, and hopefully that swing right there sets him in that direction.
And perhaps he's been overshadowed by the dominance
of Paul Goldschmidt,
but
Nolan Arenado's
had a fantastic month. What do you think production wise and overall, what
does
he able to do for this offense?
Unbelievable, really. Both of those guys are hot at the right time. Seeing some of the other guys come around them and contribute is extremely helpful, but Nolan's been unbelievable. And let's not forget that play, tagging the runner going to first there. That's a big part of that game. We get used to watching it because it's Nolan, but gosh darn. Many other third basemen don't make that play.
Tyler, when you add at the deadline, what does that do for a team? When a team sees that you're going forward, you're trying to better the team the way you just did.
It's meaningful. It really is, because the club is sitting there and you've identified what's needed. And then when you go get the pieces, not just get pieces, but the right pieces, both how they fit personality-wise in that clubhouse and then their skill set is going to add a ton of value to what we're doing. So we didn't go get guys just to get guys. We got the right guys, and I think it's going to be extremely helpful down the stretch.